Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139, and because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become health-wise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. It's something of a health axiom that the way you begin your day will usually set the tone for the entire day. And, of course, that begins by getting enough sleep before you get up, hopefully the next day, and not later that morning. You won't begin your day well, and your whole day won't go well if there's too few hours between when you hit the sack and when your alarm clock goes off. You begin a day well by just saying no to those things that keep you up way past what you know your good bedtime should be. Most of us do need 7 to 8 hours of good sleep every night. Well, experts in the field also tell us that it's best to get up at the same time or about the same time every day. Now, I must confess that I cheat a little on my weekly day off. I like to sleep in on those days, and even with that sleep make-up time that I hope to get, I still like to take a nap after lunch. And don't ever be embarrassed about something like that. Our bodies need sleep so that we function well, and you will feel the difference when you get enough sleep. Well, so what do you do when you get up? Well, it's good not to just jump out of bed, if any of you really do that, not to just jump out of bed and get going at a fast pace. Your body needs to adjust to being in a vertical position after having been in a horizontal position for some hours previous. And some people do get dizzy if they stand up too quickly after getting up. So it's good to just sit at the edge of your bed and think about the day ahead. Mental preparation is of huge help to your overall body preparation. Some people like to do exercises right after getting up. Just be careful to do your warm-ups. Your body doesn't like stretching and lifting and running or biking before it has been prepared for these workouts. And remember to have a good cool-down routine after you're done exercising. Other people prefer to hop into the shower, moving your body as you clean up, and especially finishing off with a good burst of cold water is a good way to start your day. Or if you're the really hardy sort, just take a cold shower, and you'll want to get that quickly past you, and that way, of course, you save on your water bills, which is another plus. And for most of us, a good cup of coffee or tea does help get us going in the morning. Increasingly, we're learning the benefits, and you did hear it right, the benefits of 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. Nutritional scientists are looking at the very real possibility that caffeine found in coffee and in many teas, especially black tea, may help you reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and many other serious illnesses. So you can enjoy your morning joe, but do try to get accustomed to having your coffee or your tea without milk and sugar, especially sugar, because sugar plus caffeine on an empty stomach will only make you jittery. It may conflict with some of the medications you may need to take in the morning. Not a good way to start the day. And to start your day right, remember that the way you begin your day will usually set the tone for the entire day. Plan some quiet time for what is often called, and rightly called, self-care. Now, some practice yoga or other techniques that involve meditation, but those are no substitute for real communion with the true and living God. Before your emails, your telephone calls, your voicemails, and your morning meetings, take some time to be still and know that God is God. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you have God the Father as your Father in heaven. Let God speak to you by his written word, the Bible, and then you speak to God in what we commonly call prayer. That's your way of casting all of your cares upon him, because he does care for you. In the words of the old hymn, You are beginning your day with your mind and heart stayed upon Jehovah, where you will always be blessed, finding, as He promised, perfect peace and rest, how we need it. That's the best way to start your day right. But what about breakfast? I mean, it really is as important as your doctor and your mother have told you it is. What should you eat? What should you avoid? And why? And what about vitamins and supplements that you should take before you head out the door for school or work? Or perhaps some vitamins and supplements you may need to take with you to take with your lunch or at other times in the day. Well, all that and more are the things we'll be considering on this week's edition of HealthWise, How Do You Start Your Day Right? 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there, in their fascinating nutrition department, which is so well managed by Rachel, you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel's our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about starting your day right. Call-in number, if you'd like to be on the program, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise. You can text your questions at any time. Here's the number, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. If you text the question and it's not about something connected with one of our programs, we'll be sure that the question gets on to Rachel or to Matt. But for now, and for today, welcome to Rachel. Rachel, good to have you with us again.
Hi, Bill.
Rachel, we're going to do the program a little differently. You will love this.
I know.
Well, we can talk about the nutrition section at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical a little later in the program, as we promised to do. But for now, the audience and I are inviting ourselves into your kitchen for a few minutes. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
It better be, because that's the way we plan the program for today. Okay, why don't you make us breakfast? Tell us what you're making or what you might be just putting on the table. Why will it help us start the day right? And while you're doing that, tell us what foods we won't find at your breakfast table and why.
Well, let's get the negatives out of the way. I think I'll tell you that the first thing that I'd like to do in the morning after, actually I do like to sit calmly, a little prayer and meditation is how I like to start.
Excellent.
I'm not a jump out of bed and start running person, and I've always been slow in the morning. I solved that for years by a lot of coffee with milk and sugar. And
now, when you say a lot, how much is a lot?
About 5 or 6
cups,
especially, you know, like between, say, you know, 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock or whatever. Yeah. You know, I would ingest quite a bit of coffee. I've gotten that down to 2 cups, and my routine has changed significantly. So let's say less milk, less sugar in general.
Okay.
Let's talk about black coffee. And its benefits, but to start...
Now, Rachel, do you have a particular way you brew your coffee? Do you use French press, drip, or...
I don't want to say the name, but I use an old-fashioned coffee maker. I don't do French press. Do use... I like the heat. I like my coffee hot.
Yeah, okay.
So French press is not as hot, although it's delicious. And I will do that when I have lots of time.
Okay.
But I use organic beans, and I grind.
Okay.
And we've talked about that quite a number of times.
We
share a love of good, strong, quality
absolutely.
Coffee. So,
absolutely. One of God's great gifts is a good cup of
it really
coffee.
Is.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I have more to say about it. But,
okay.
The important thing I want to say, what I put on the table in front of me before I do anything else is 16 ounces of pure water. I will occasionally squeeze a little lemon into it because it can be a little dull. And I'm not going to tell you that I force it like I'm suffering, but I do force myself to finish the whole 16 ounces of water, no skimping. And that's so important for the health of your body and the health of your brain, the health of your kidneys, so important. So the first thing we want to do really is rehydrate. We have not been drinking all night long. Many of us have a nighttime trip to the restroom. So we want to rehydrate, and you will reap huge benefit from that, and it's so simple. And again, simple is a word I want to keep repeating.
Sure.
I like to keep it simple.
Now, you use the lemon, which is great. I use, as you well know, the apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. Same thing, right?
first water, I just do a squeeze of lemon because we don't want to get too acidic.
Okay.
And then that's my second.
Okay.
About an ounce, ounce and a half, sometimes 2 ounces of apple cider vinegar. I use a little honey and hot water. Small drink. The whole thing comes to about 6 ounces, and I shoot that back fast.
Okay. Got it.
You like it. I don't like it as much as you do.
Well,
its benefit has been great for me.
So. Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, we'll keep back to the breakfast.
What we put on the table, the first thing that we put out, because we want something that's beautiful and really good for us and tempting, because I'm not always that hungry, is berries. I like organic berries, and I like a mixture. So whatever fancy, you know, like berries that you like. Blueberries, best. Raspberries, my favorite. Strawberries, if they're small. Dark, organic strawberries can be wonderful. And I also like blackberries.
And Rachel,
a small amount.
Yeah, you're emphasizing organic berries, and I want to be sure I get this right. If you're going to get anything that's organic, get organic berries. Am I right? Berries can pick up a lot of the bad stuff from what's sprayed on them. Is that correct?
And we understand why sometimes that's a problem. I do understand. What I've noticed more and more in my regular food store is that mixed in with the regular berries, which taste delicious. I'll give you that much, and if you can't afford anything else, go ahead. But for only about even less than a dollar or more, I've seen lots of specials on berries lately. So for organic, I've seen a lot of that.
Okay, great.
Just try and shop for them.
Great.
And get something that's really high quality. If you can't get 5 different kinds, get one that's really good for you.
All right, so berries. So we got coffee. We've got the water with a little bit
coffee
of lemon.
Coffee's brewing. We already had our water and our apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And we're ready to start. And I keep it very simple. I've already hard-boiled eggs. They're very, very important for me because they're an easily digested. They taste good. I like eggs. I put a little pink Himalayan sea salt and a little pepper on a hard-boiled egg, slice it, or just bite right into it if I'm in a big rush. I usually have some kind of whole grain, either bread, or I have a small bowl of oatmeal. That's a complex carb. It's a carb that will sustain you slowly throughout the day and release. It's got a low hypoglycemic level, so you're not getting inundated with carb sugar. You know what I'm saying? And because your berries have some of that too, although they have so many other good things, right? And I just pick at the berries. I don't sprinkle them on anything. I don't put anything on them. I don't sweeten them or cover them in cream. I like the taste of them.
They're plain berries. Now, with your complex carbs in a cereal or oatmeal, what do you use for a sweetener, or do you not use any sweetener?
You don't really need the sweetener if you're going to have some berries on the side or even sprinkled on top. And oatmeal, no, you don't really need anything. I would say you could have put a little cinnamon if you would like, and that's usually fine. And if you need to, a little honey is wonderful.
Yeah, we use the real maple syrup, not the sugary stuff with flavoring in it.
Oh, okay. Beautiful stuff.
Well,
beautiful
great
stuff.
Minds think alike, Rachel.
Well, I don't know. You've got one, but I don't know about me. And it's got lots of minerals in pure, real, old-timey maple syrup. Lots of minerals. Can't go wrong.
All right. Okay, so we got the oatmeal. We got the cereal. What else do you have for this?
We've got berries. We've got eggs. Don't forget your eggs.
Got the eggs. Got it.
Because I wrote at the top of my notes, berries, 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 and at the bottom, protein, protein, protein.
Okay.
Got to have your protein.
Well,
it's a sustaining thing throughout the day for energy and a feeling of fullness. You won't crave snacks.
Now, you know, you're talking about that, the complex carbs plus the eggs plus the berries.
And
or
the
just
protein.
One of the protein, the eggs.
The protein is so important. No. Eggs are so important.
No bacon?
If you can't. We'd rather not, Bill. I mean, it's really delicious and I love bacon, but I have I definitely have a little bit of a food addiction problem sometimes.
Well,
so, you know,
Rachel,
I will eat half a pound of bacon if you allow me to.
Well,
so I try and keep that out. Maybe once a week.
But Rachel, can't we get that? I've got to look for it. But the bacon that doesn't have the nitrates in it and these other bad things.
You can get a good quality bacon. Yes, I don't know if I want to say organic, but you can get it without nitrates and added sulfates and there's something else that's very bad in there.
Okay.
I mean, you know, old time smokehouse bacon did not have all that stuff in it. We put all those chemicals in there to simulate an old flavor. You know,
interesting.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah, if you can find a place that's out in the country somewhere, then you can often get that.
Yes.
And
in the southern states, they still do.
No donuts, Rachel. No.
I forgot to get the negatives out of the way.
Okay.
I every now and then will have something sweet midday with that dreaded third cup of coffee if I'm very tired, and I know it's a mistake. So you can just feel it as you're having it. It tastes good, but you don't feel great from it. You don't feel any more energized. You have a little jitteriness from the caffeine, and you don't have any feeling of fullness. So no donuts, no muffins. One of my favorite ways of getting in a little complex carb is to have a little whole grain bread, you know, like toasted with, and again, I forgot, I left this out too, some fat.
Yeah, so like some almond butter or something like
almond
that.
Almond butter is wonderful, and if you like your regular butter, and if you're a traditionalist, then go ahead, have some regular whole butter.
And Rachel, am I right? It's better to have a little butter than to have some of the margarine that has the fats in it that are not good for us. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
That's a mistake that you and I were both raised with. You know, we were both raised with, you know, the margarine is good and butter is bad. And science has proven that axiom wrong.
Interesting. Very important. Yeah, plus it tastes better. Well, we're
feed the soul. That's really what I wanted to convey here. You know, with all of these things, they all are things that I enjoy. And I don't have to have a lot of them. I combine them, and I feel good, and I have some energy. I don't feel full and sickly. I feel sustained.
Yeah, and you enjoy it. It's great.
Yes,
it's enjoyable.
Now,
yes. We're still in your kitchen. We're in Rachel's kitchen today via the broadcast medium. Rachel, you're going to show us your vitamins and supplements.
Oh, dear.
What do you have? You've got drawers of these things.
I do. I have a lot of vitamins, but I don't take all of them every day.
We're not going to...
Situations that present. I'll tell you, people need some support for their adrenal glands.
Wait a minute. What we're going to do, you're going to open up your closet, but first of all, you work at 110 Pharmacy. Let's hear about it.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Let's hear about it. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, and before Rachel goes to 110 Pharmacy, where she serves as a nutritional consultant, she is in her kitchen and her dining area, and she is telling us about nutritious breakfast that will help us start off the day right. So, Rachel, we've got this great breakfast. I'm hungry from it, but let's show us what's in your vitamin closet. Tell us about it.
You know, something that I discovered as I've matured, nice way of saying aging, which I hope I do gracefully, is that my adrenal glands, which are responsible for helping us to cope with stress, need some support. So I've started to take a collection of herbs and some vitamins for adrenal support, and that's something that helps me a lot to get into my day with sustained energy.
Now, this would be for men as well as women, right?
Everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay.
Everybody needs some help there. And it's something, you know, like we talk about stress and anxiety being huge, huge issues in today's world, and they are. And one of the ways that we can address them is physically. You know, it's great, obviously, to have spiritual sustenance. It's great to do exercise. Physical exercise is fantastic. And it's great to support the body through nutrition. So I take a collection of herbs. It's a long list, and I feel really within a half an hour to an hour better and better ready to jump into my department and start helping everybody else.
Now, do you
and
take all of these?
I take them all each too, by the way.
Do you take all of these each day, or do you have a regimen through the week, or what?
There's a particular regimen for every day, and there are some other things that I will take once or twice a week.
Okay, give us your regimen for the day.
One of the things that I just added, yeah, and you're going to love this, Bill, because you take it too, is a product called Energy from Bolster Nutrition.
Isn't that stuff great?
Fabulous stuff.
Ah.
And very well made, a great combination of herbs that really will help you to have. You know, when we say energy, it's so hard to like get people to understand sometimes. We're talking about focused, free, happy energy. We're not talking about jittery, angry, tense energy. We're not talking about Manhattan energy. We're talking about you know, running free in the countryside energy. That's what we want.
Yeah, and my wife and I have found, because we both take this in the morning, we do take it on an empty stomach, because I think they recommend alertness. It has helped with our alertness, which you need here in the metropolitan New York area all the time. Okay, good. Give us your daily regimen along with Bolster Nutrients, the energy formula.
That's become part of my morning routine. I like it a lot, and I feel much better when I take it. I like to make sure I get enough B vitamins, so I take a good multi with a good B complex. And we've talked about bees before, so important for good health. And we don't need to OD on any of this stuff. You know, one capsule as opposed to 10 capsules, you know, to get enough bees is the way I would recommend going. And certainly anyone is welcome to either come and see me or call in and talk to me about what would be best for them. We all have individual needs. You don't really want to know how many pills I take because you'll get scared, but I do take quite a few capsules in the morning to get going. And I also have to take care of my calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, and a few other support for my bones, because I am of an age, as they say, and that's for men and women, not just women. And a few other things that I like to make sure it's taken care of. I also take a few minerals that are great for blood pressure health.
Now, what are those that you take of the minerals?
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
I take magnesium, potassium, and something called taurine, which is actually an amino acid, every day for the health of my blood pressure and my whole cardiovascular system. And we've talked about this before. My favorite herb in the world probably is hawthorn berry, and that's fantastic for the health of your heart and your cardiovascular system in general. So, yeah, that's something you might want to, you know, everyone should probably take a look at, because it's very low in allergic response. So.
Now, it's amazing. Well, again, great minds think alike, and, of course, you've been our nutritional consultant for some time, but that's basically what my wife and I take. What about this Bucopa that you introduced me to?
Oh, you like Bucopa. That's right. I left out the brain stuff. I figured, like I said, I don't like to frighten people. Bucopa is a wonderful thing. It's an Ayurvedic herb, which is part of a tradition of actual medicine in India. Here we've turned it more into herbalism, but that's fine. That's all good. The Bacopa is also called Brahmi, something that elevates brain function, also elevates mood, and increases focus.
Again, that's another thing. I'm going to confess.
It's compatible with the energy stuff that we were talking about, too.
Yeah, what I do, and this is Freakonomics, I mean, I'll split those pills in half and just take half one a daytime. But I've noticed the difference, Rachel, in that one. And it's Bucopa, right? Bucopa, am I right?
No, Bucopa, Bacopa.
Bacopa, okay. Now, you mentioned some things, Rachel, that you don't take every day, but you take maybe every other day or once a week, or what are those things?
I take some phytoestrogens, which are plant-based estrogens. They can be a little overwhelming for the system sometimes, and many people have mixed feelings about them. I don't. But, you know, I take them three times a week as opposed to every day. And every now and then I will also take a very strong B complex, a strong converted B complex, as opposed to a lighter, smaller one or something that's in my multi. I don't do well with taking it every day, I can get a little overly energetic, let's say.
Okay.
And that's something that nobody wants to be around. So, yeah, but that's personal. And that's something, again, that's why you talk to a nutritional consultant or a nutritionist or even your regular doctor about, like, what vitamins and supplements would be good to support you individually.
Yeah, that's so important, as your compatriot Matt has pointed out. Not everything works the same way for each person. You've got to know your own body, and you are wise to always do this in connection with your medical doctor. Our time's almost up. I love being in your kitchen. Anything else you want to tell us about your kitchen?
Help
us.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Anything else you want to tell us about starting the day right?
Well, you know what? I think when you mentioned several times about starting the day right, and it sets the tone for the rest of the day. And some of the stuff that I do, I'm already looking forward to a good night's rest. And I appreciate you saying what you said about the 7 to 8 hours. I'm good with 6. But 7 is so lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
And another formula that you might want to look at, and something else that I'm offering and Matt is offering, is some Bolster Nutrients sleep formula.
Yeah, exactly.
That is something that is gentle, helps you to have a deep and restful sleep, and also helps to alleviate inflammatory pain. There's a few ingredients in there that work on that. So good. So, and now we've got everything going.
All right.
I want to mention we've got the yin and the yang.
We've got to get going too. We only got 45 seconds.
Bye, Phil.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks so much. Hey, thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. Visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Tell them you heard us on WLIE 540. And you'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. Mention HealthWise. Toll-free number for them, 1-800-599-9963. 1-800-599-9963. Get 20% discount. Mention WLIE 540. Next week, more of the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. See you next week on the radio, Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening.